is God. Ezekiel chapter 47. I appreciate Brother Joey Hyatt. I can tell he's here, or he's been here. A lot of places you go, preachers, you know, kind of strain their voice if they can't hear themselves. Joey Hyatt's been here. You can hear yourself. Amen. Feed my buddy. Ezekiel 47, verse 1. Afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and he led me about the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the lion in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through, the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. There shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim, and they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof, and the marshes thereof, shall not be healed, and they shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters issued, they issued out of the sanctuary, because their waters, they issued out of the sanctuary. I want you to get that. Because their waters, they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Amen. I know prophetically what these verses have reference to, but I don't feel like I want to go that direction tonight. And reading these verses this afternoon and previous readings also, if you read the foregoing chapters, after all the descriptions and specifications of the sanctuary and the giving of the new eternal laws that God gave through Ezekiel, the Lord showed this prophet, Ezekiel, the final thing about the sanctuary that's recorded in this book. When I read these verses, now, I want to talk to you tonight. If you'd allow me, let's go back and read that verse 1 again. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. for the frontal front of the house stood toward the east. The waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. I want to talk to you tonight about holy waters. Praise God. Amen. Holy waters. When I say holy waters, I'm not a Catholic. When you go into their little places, you know, they got those basins they call holy waters and they sprinkle you. I want the Lord to help us tonight. I'd like to talk about real holy waters. Amen. Thank God. God is not out of business. There is not an out-of-business sign gone up on God's throne. He's still in control of everything. We are in a dilemma in America right now. Come on here. The heart and soul of America, you can say what you want to, the heart and soul of America is at stake in this general election. Amen. Don't matter to me whether you're a Democrat or Republican or Independent or after Ralph Nader. I want to tell you, we've got to have a revival in America. Ezekiel, I think, was given a great number of visions concerning the future church that was to come, amen, in the New Testament. I see a lot of things in the book of Ezekiel that has direct reference to the future church that is to come from Ezekiel's time. Amen. But I don't think that there's any of his writings or visions that he saw that is any more impressive in the description of the coming holiness of the church than this given him by the waters bursting out of the holy sanctuary. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And streaming out over the whole world. When we read these 12 verses, I want the Lord to help me tonight. Is that all right? When we read these first 12 verses, I want us to look, let's go past the prophetical perspective tonight and let's look for a spiritual application of these verses of Scripture. Amen. I realize when I read these verses, I see three great thoughts. Amen. Number one, that there is a great blessing that is to come to the world. We're talking about from Ezekiel's day forward. There is a great blessing that is to come to the world. Number two, that the blessing is to come out of the church. Hallelujah. This is God's church. It's not your church. It's not my church. This is God's church. Praise God. Number three, that the blessing that is to bless the human race, amen, is holiness that comes out of the church. Praise God. Amen. Somebody say amen. In most of your Bibles, and I don't know about yours, but most Bibles at the caption, woo, I'm feeling better already. The caption at the heading of this chapter, amen, reads the vision of the holy waters. The vision of the holy waters. Amen. Amen. The waters came out of God's blessed sanctuary. Amen. That's the only place holy waters come out of. Amen. Amen. Nothing unclean can go into God's sanctuary. Nothing unclean can come out of God's sanctuary. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you something else, and I know you already know it, but nothing unclean is going into heaven. Amen. Somebody said, well, the church is weak. Your church may be, but God's church, amen, is strong as it's ever been. Somebody said, the church is cold. Your church may be. But God's church is vibrant with fire from the holy altars of Pentecost. Amen. Somebody said the church is sick. Your church may be. Amen. But God's church is well. God's church is healthy.
God's church is vibrant. God's church is alive. God's church is on fire. God's church, amen, is just as real as it ever was from the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. Does it surprise you that these holy waters comes out of the sanctuary when nothing else but holy waters comes out of God's church? I want us to know it, great God. Hey, man, I'm about to get happy here. Hey, man, it starts very small, very humbly. Hey, man, it doesn't gush down like a cascade, beautiful. Hey, man, and imposing from the pinnacle of the top. Hey, man, of the roof of the sanctuary. But it starts very humbly, way down on the floor. Come on here. Hey, man, it starts almost unnoticeable. Hey, man, help me here. Hey, man, the first scene, the first time you see it here, it's, hey, man, it's down near the floor and the ground. Hey, man, and it starts very small, but it doesn't stay small very long. Hallelujah. And the further it grows and goes, the bigger and the deeper and the broader the river gets. Amen. It was said, great God, come on here. It was said concerning the 12 apostles and disciples that they were ignorant and unlearned men. Amen. They were, come on here. They were not of the hierarchy of the day. They were not the high priest. Amen. But they were fishermen, if you will. Ah, but it is these ignorant and unlearned men that has turned the world upside down and caused the church to spread, amen, around the globe with the glorious power of Pentecost and the holiness, amen, that comes out of the bosom of God. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to tell you, true holiness. Hey, don't y'all fall out with me here on this first night. True holiness, amen, never originated among the dignitaries and the hierarchies. It never ever has started, amen, among the educated. Come on here. No, it never started with the kings and the queens. It never started with a high priest. Amen. Great God, it first came among the poor. Jesus said the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Somebody say hallelujah. Many of us have nice churches and wonderful buildings and facilities. Come on here. We've been in a building program at home, amen, for 2.5 years. And we're not through yet. Praise God. That's wonderful. But our origins, come on here. Our origins and our beginnings started very small and very meager. Amen. Come on. The church where I am presently pastoring have been for 29 years. Amen. They hauled the lumber. Amen. Logs out of the mountains in horse and wagons in 1928. Hauled them to the sawmill. Come on here. And with rough lumber. Amen. Built a building. Amen. Come on. Come on here. We had very meager, very poor beginnings. Amen. Now we moved uptown. We got better facilities. We got better singers. We got better music. We got better buildings. But I want to tell you, there's nothing that'll take the place of the power and the Spirit of God. Amen. Coming among His people. Woo! Help me here. Amen. They were fishermen. They were tax collectors. They were publicans. Amen. They were the offscourings of the earth. Amen. They were unpopular. Come on here. Nobody knew who Peter was until Jesus got a hold of him. No, great God, come on here. Nobody knew who John was until Jesus got a hold of him. Nobody ever heard of Bartholomew until the Lord called him. Praise God. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Ah, but when God started moving and the Holy Ghost began to come down into the bosom of the church, it spread like wildfire.
Somebody say amen. Ah, I like history. I like church history. I'm not a professor of history. I'm only a student of history. Amen. But when it flowed in the great Wesleyan revival. Amen. Come on here. Their message was a sanctified life, a separated life, a holy life. Come on here. Amen. Say what you want to. The beginnings of every movement in their infancy, amen, was the message of holiness and separation from sin and the world. Every one of them, if you will. Come on. Are y'all still with me? I felt like somebody got off my bandwagon right there. Hey, glory to God, help me here. When I read of the great Welsh revival, amen, the swept, come on, are y'all still here? Swept England and then known parts of the world. Amen. It was not the hierarchy in the Church of England that spawned the revival. But they came and, amen, multitudes in the fields. Come on here. They prayed until the place was shaken. They were moved by God. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. It was the poor, ordinary, common folks, amen, that received the gospel and they separated themselves from sin and the world and became new creatures in Christ Jesus. It was said, great God, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this place. It was said when you got within 5 miles, no microphones as we have here tonight in this wonderful, blessed Joey Height running this thing where you can hear yourself. Amen. No microphones. No amplification. Amen. Y'all still with me? No organs. No electric pianos. Amen. But they said when you got within 5 miles, amen, you could hear them. Amen. Singing and shouting. Amen. When you got within 1 mile of the meeting in the open air fields, amen, you said you could feel the ground shaking. Amen. Where they were stomping and singing and glorifying God. I want to tell you, this river, glory to God, this river that is flowing comes out of the sanctuary in God's holy church. Woo! Who's not heard? This camp meeting tonight is wonderful. We've got churches from all over the area. Come on here. But we didn't start the camp meetings. The old shouting Methodist. Amen. We're the first one to have the camp meetings. Come on here. Come on here. Methodist, if you will. Amen. Shouting Methodist. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. And the power of God would fall. They preached a separated, sanctified living. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. They call. Come on, come on. Amen. They had them to fall out in trances. Amen. Hauled them home. Amen. Unconscious, lost in the power and the Spirit of God, in buckboards, in wagons. Amen. Across the saddle of a horse. Amen. But the power of God was moving. That's coming out of the church, if you will. Woo! These days, the Salvation Army is a recognized entity worldwide. But it was not so in its beginnings. Amen. Amen. They were literally despised.
Go read the history. Come on here. William Booth had a burden. Come on here. Had a burden to reach lost souls. He didn't care where he had to go to get them. Hey, man, he went, come on, come on. He went to houses of ill repute. He went to the wharf rats and the drunkards and the down and outers. Hey, man, he talked to prostitutes. Hey, man, and tell glory to God. Hey, man, the Lord heard his desire, and his message was a message of holiness and separation and sanctification. And they came out of sin. They left their old life of debauchery, and they found a new life in Jesus Christ that made them a new creature. William Booth said, if I could, hey man, I'd finalize the training of every lad and lassie. Hey man, with 24 hours hanging over the hell flames. Hey man, let them see what it would be like to be lost without God. Help me here. Oh God, I'm afraid we've lost. Hey man, what it means to be lost. Hey man, we have no concept that men and women and boys and girls in our churches, hey man, are dying without hope and without God. Give us a revival. We're Pentecostal, aren't we? Our far back roots go back to Acts chapter 2. But our modern day roots go to Azusa Street, Los Angeles, California. Somebody say amen. It didn't come from the first church in Los Angeles. Come on here. It came on a clapboard building. Amen. Down on the back side of the streets. Come on, come on, come on here. Amen. Man by the name of William Seymour. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? Got to praying and seeking God in the power of Pentecost. Fell again at the turn of 1900s in Los Angeles, California. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. The newspapers despised them. The newspapers made fun of them. Hey man, call them tongue talkers, holy rollers. Hey man, they say the new phenomena, hey man, has come to Los Angeles. Hey man, a strange thing is going on down at Azusa Street. Hey man, that we've never seen the likes of. Great God, poor people. Hey man, is coming from all over. Hey man, and gathering. Great God, and they're coming from 12 o'clock noon and staying till sunrise the next day. Something unusual is transpiring. They said there's a one-eyed black man. Hey, man, they're supposed to be leading the thing. Hey, man, and you hardly ever hear him say anything. They shout. They pray. Hey, man, come on here. For hours on end. Great God. Hey, man, and every once in a while, hey, man, the newspaper said, hey, man, concerning the one-eyed black man, that he sat on an orange crate or an apple crate. Hey, man, and every once in a while, he'd holler out, repent. 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 Hey, man, great God. I'm afraid that our holiness churches need to hear the message. Repent. 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 Somebody say amen. Ah. Revival has got to come again to the Church of America. We have an easy, I don't know what y'all gonna do with this. We have an easy believism. Just believe, and that's all that's necessary. You don't have to quit drinking liquor. You don't have to quit, amen, drinking beer. You don't have to, are y'all still here? Hey man, if I was closing my eyes right now, I think have you got them left on me? Hey man, you don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to quit adultery. You don't have to quit fornication. Hey, man, you don't have to quit drugging. Hey, man, just believe that, hey, man, you're all right with God. Hey, man, and you'll be okay. But I want to tell you, hey, man, the waters came out of the south side of the altar. Praise God. And when this water comes out of the south side of the altar, hey, man, hey, that's where the warm side is. I don't know about you folks. I've never been out here. Hey, man, best thing I can do is tell you what it was like in my home church. Every church goes through difficult times. Hey, man, somebody, come on, pastors. Sometimes it seems like, and I said seems like you have more going out the door than you do coming in the door. Hey, man. And some years ago in our home church, amen, in Virginia, it seemed like that there was a continual losing, amen, of our young people. Amen, before that we'd had a big, large choir. Amen, 30-some voices. Amen, but one by one, the devil tantalized them with temptations. And they began to slip out of the house of God. Are y'all still with me? Hey, man, help me here. And it seemed like that there was a continual loss. Hey, man, what do you do when you've done all you know to do? You fast, you pray, you preach, you talk. Hey, man, you cry, you weep. Hey, man, until it seemed like after a while you hardly have enough young people left to have a good quartet. Hey, man, hey, man. Are y'all still with me? Hey, man, we're building. We have a Christian school at home. This is our 23rd year of a Christian school. There was a generation that came through our school, and I don't know, y'all may have Christian school in your church. Hey, man, but I'm just telling you the way it was in our house. There was a generation in our school at home that from the time they came in at the first grade until they either got kicked out, quit, or graduated, there was a problem from day one until they left. We lost that whole generation practically. Come on here. I mean, we lost them, brother. What do you do when you lose them like that? Hey, man, you know you're praying. It's not because you're not seeking God. It's not because you're not calling on the Lord. It's not because you're not preaching it. Hey, man, but it just seemed like the devil made inroads and stole our youth right out from among us. Hey, man, come on here. Hey, man, in our school, I put some on probation. Hey, man, I suspended some. Hey, man, matter of fact, I had to expel some period. You can't come back. They created such havoc. Hey, man, come on here. Hey, man, there's nothing else to do. It's a desperate situation in our church at home. Hey, man, but Brother J.R. Alexander came and preached us a revival meeting. Come on, y'all stay with me. Hey, man, unusual things happened in that revival meeting. Hey, man, on the second night of that revival meeting, great God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. From the second night of that revival, I don't think, Brother Barnett, I really don't think that we were doing anything different than what we'd always been doing. Hey, man, nothing unusual, out of ordinary. We'd always been praying and seeking God and preaching. Hey, man, but it was God's time for revival. Hey, man, on the second night of that revival, hey, man, God spoke to the church through the gift of tongues and interpretations. And I wrote it down because it might help somebody here tonight. Hey, man, God said, this is your time of visitation, saith God. I will visit you with a mighty outpouring of my spirit. Prepare thy heart, for the Lord will, great God, for the Lord will do great things among his people. My power shall be manifested in your midst, and it shall be my doings, saith God. Hey, amen, this is God's church. Amen, and this is God's river. Amen. And this is God's holy throne. And this river's going to flow out of the church. And it's going to be a river of holiness and godliness.
Little did we know what was in store and what an outpouring we would have. Before that revival was over, I forget, it was 2 or 3 weeks. Amen. 37 saved. 32 received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Somebody say amen. Ben Horton here tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Is a product of that revival meeting. Hallelujah. And he's pastoring a church right now. Amen. In Arkansas. My grandson Ricky was a product of that revival meeting. Amen. Evangelist going across the country preaching the gospel. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Time won't permit me tonight to tell you all that God did in that revival meeting. Amen. But it was such a conviction that fell in that place. Sinners came in just because they heard that it was an unusual revival. Amen. Come on here. And they would come into the sanctuary and sit down on the back seat and hardly get sit down until the Holy Ghost would fall in that place. Amen. 3 to 4 to 5 minutes after they sat down, there was such a spirit of conviction that came, and they started weeping, amen, and crying, great God, I'm talking about a holy river. I'm talking about a river that flows from the throne of God. Hallelujah. God's still on the throne. Don't you ever think that revival days are over. God is still moving by His power. Woo!
Some nights 4, 5, and 6 would get saved in one service. Most of the nights we never got the chance for Brother J.R. to preach. The Holy Ghost came down. Come on here. I don't know how this week of camp meeting is going to turn out. Hey man, I come to preach. But if I don't get to preach, praise God, all I can say is, flow, holy river, flow. Amen. Flow out of the tabernacle. Flow out of the sanctuary. Until our souls are saturated with a power from another world. Amen. Nothing like we've ever seen in our generation. God is still the author of holy waters.
It's not something that we pumped and primed. It's something that just started flowing. Most of our meetings anymore, we pump them, we prime them. We are almost like cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yay, yay, yay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I want to tell you, when this holy water starts flowing, hey man, it doesn't matter whether anybody's got the microphone or not. It may start from this side and blow like a wind across the sanctuary to the other side and flow, holy waters, flow. This is God's doings.
Got to where we had to bring trash cans in. Because they voluntarily, nobody asked them to, they voluntarily started bringing their baggages of sin. Come on here. Sinful habits of all kinds and descriptions. Amen. Rock and roll tapes. Country western tapes. Contemporary so-called gospel tapes. Christian rock tapes. Come on here. Boxes of books of all kinds. Pornography that you would not believe. Amen. Posters where they had hung in the bedrooms. Amen. Playing cards they brought
Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Jewelry kept me. Come on, don't fall out with me here. We got more jewelry in our holiness churches now than we've ever had in the history of our church of America. God knows we've got to have a revival of holy water. They brought their jewelry, their necklaces. Amen. Come on here. Their bracelets. Amen. Their rings. Their earrings. Great God. Preach on, Brother Savage. I believe we will. Amen. Amen. One young lady even brought a bottle of wine. Amen. Their shorts and their immodest apparel. Amen. By the bagfuls. Amen. Families got rid of their TVs and videos. Come on here. Amen. They got up and confessed their sins and asked forgiveness for the way that they had treated other people. Great God, we is heaven revival. We were in water. We were in holy water. There's a river flowing from the throne of God, and it's coming out of the altar of the house of God. Woo! It went like that until, amen, Brother Tabor, me and Brother Mac Pullen, amen, carted up all that stuff and took it out, and we filled 2 55-gallon drums, metal drums of trash and sinful things, and we struck a fire to it. Hey. Amen. That fire got so hot that Brother Mac and myself had to back up. Amen. Probably 20 feet away from it or more. Amen. That thing's a... And it was blowing. I thought, boy, the devil don't like it. He's blowing his last blow. Amen. We are in the middle of a river, and it's holy water, and it's coming out of the throne of God, and the devil can't stop it. He don't like it. No, he don't like it. Somebody say amen. Well, a burning inferno we had, but we had revival. We had victory. We had an outpouring. Praise God. Amen. When they started receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Come on, somebody say amen. Ben got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ricky, my grandson, got the Holy Ghost. That's the funniest sight I've ever seen. Amen, Ricky. Amen. You know Ricky. Amen. He always wore cowboy boots then. And the power of God hit Ricky. Woo! Knocked him over on his back. Amen. Beside the altar. Matter of fact, I think he knocked the altar over. Amen. He landed on his back, both hands and both feet, in his cowboy boots sticking straight up in the air. Amen. Amen. Shaking like a leaf in the wind. Amen. But he got in the holy water. Amen. That flows out of the altars of God's eternal sanctuary. And we've got to have that kind of revival in this last day church. Nothing short is going to help us. We've got to have the power of God flowing again.
Somebody say amen. The water. Well, first 45 minutes. Then for the second 45 minutes. The water came down at the south side of the altar. Out of the very spot where the holy sacrifice had been made. Can I tell you that Jesus Christ made an eternal sacrifice that everyone, amen, can get into this holy water. Praise God. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you tonight, if you haven't figured it out yet, holiness is of God. Through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ.
God is holy. His Son is holy. His Word is holy. His heaven is holy. His church is holy. His Spirit is holy. Woo!
If you have a Greek interlinear, you preachers, you can check this for yourself. Amen. In the New Testament, wherever it has the term Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, come on here, the original translation was Spirit of Holiness. Or Spirit of Holy. God is holy. Don't fool with God's merchandise. Don't fool with God's church. Talk about your church if you will, but you're fooling with God's business. Help me here now. Talk about your preacher if you will, but you're talking about God's men. Amen. Come on here. Talk about God's, amen, word if you want to, but you're talking about God's book. Amen. Help me here. Amen. It is holiness or hell.
Remember years ago, evangelist, it's been many years ago now, back when tents really first started becoming popular. Amen. And they were still having some small tents before the big tent meeting started. And they started a tent meeting outside of Memphis, Tennessee, years and years ago. Amen. And help me here. If I remember right, I think it was a lady evangelist. I'm not sure about that, but I believe it was preaching that meeting. And this man that had the property where the tent was sitting on, amen, he said, I'll donate this land. It won't cost you anything to have this meeting on. But you've got to promise me one thing. Amen. That you will not preach on holiness. Help me here. The evangelist thought a minute and the Spirit spoke to her heart. She said, okay. So every night during that revival, first 2 weeks, every night she preached on hell. Hell. Hell fire. Hell is hot. Hell's prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen. Come on here. The nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. Every night they preached on hell. And after a while it got so close to that guy who owned the property he couldn't stand it anymore. And he came to her and he said, don't you know anything else to preach? Amen. And the evangelist said, yeah, I do. But you told me I couldn't preach on that. Amen. And it's either holiness or hell. Amen. I want to tell you, I don't know what you're going to do with it tonight on this first night of camp meeting, but this holy water that's coming out of the throne of God is a river of holiness. Full of peace with all men and holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me get a little closer. First night of camp meeting. Holiness will not and cannot flow from your individual life until there is a song that bubbles up in your heart that sings, I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. Sing it again. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. I don't know whether song is in your hymn book at home, at your home church or not. But when I was growing up, amen, Brother Joey, there was a song that we sang pretty often in my home church where I grew up in Leesburg, Virginia. Amen. My father was a pastor. Amen. The song was entitled, "Is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice Laid?" Your heart does the Spirit control.
Hallelujah! Red blood of peace of the movement in this tabernacle here. Tonight. Amen. That's what God's waiting on. Amen. In the holiness church in America. To put your all on the altar. Amen. Great God. He's ready to let the holy waters flow. But He's waiting on the sacrifice. Amen. To come to the altar.
And there be no colder and no stiffer than they are right now. And their churches is nothing more than a high steeple deep freeze. With a big icicle standing behind the pulpit. Come on here. Hey. Somebody say amen. Holiness. Holiness flows from the south side. Not the north side. Come on here. I wish the folks that's on the north side would come over to the south side and get thawed out. Amen, because this is where the river's flowing. Amen, there's heat on the south side. There's warmth on the south side. There's joy on the south side. There's peace on the south side. There's power on the south side. Amen, get thawed out. Amen, and let God, let this river of life flow. I'm almost through. Only got 30 more minutes. Seriously, how many will give me 5 more minutes here? Would you raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 25, 30. 30 times 5 is 150 more minutes. It started very humbly. Started very small. It wasn't gigantic Niagara that was flowing from the rooftop of the sanctuary, but it came out from under the altar on the south side. Come on here. Out from under the threshold on the right side of the door. Hallelujah. Woo! And I want to tell you, it was not long until the holy waters became visible to them that was on the outside of the sanctuary. Praise God. Amen. It may start inside the church. It may start on the south side of the altar. Amen. It may start as a fountain or a trickle. Amen. But it'll soon be gushing up in the church and flowing down the aisle and out the door and in the parking lot and down the road and down the street. And somebody will say there's something going on at that Pentecostal church. We've never seen it like this before. There's holy waters running.
They couldn't stop it. Everybody needs this fresh baptism of holiness and power. Brother Dwayne Gallagher, there may be one initial filling of the Holy Ghost, but there are many refillings. And just one, come on here. Some Christians, I know, most of y'all here tonight don't even remember Brill Cream. Have no idea what Brill Cream was. Amen. Y'all, and everybody remember Brill Cream? Amen. They had a slogan, "A little dab will do you." Amen. And that's the way some people are about God and the church and holiness.
in Pentecostal power. Amen. They get one dose and they think that's all they're going to need for the rest of their life. But if we don't get a rebaptism, amen, periodically, and get our experience updated, amen, what you enjoyed at the south side of the altar will soon dry up and die. Amen. But if you can get a refilling tonight, and a refilling tomorrow night, and a refilling another night of this camp meeting, and a refilling when you go back to your home church, amen, it won't be long, amen, until there will be a river flowing that everybody's going to know something's going on.
It could not be concealed on the day of Pentecost. They could not hide it. Somebody say amen. It came on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they're all in one place in one accord. And suddenly there came from heaven the sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And they began to speak in other tongues. Amen. As the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. Come on here. Do you believe that's an amen? Amen. And there were 19 different, amen, nationalities and dialects in Jerusalem. And they said, amen, how come all of these are Galileans? And we hear every man speaking to us in our native tongue. Amen. Wherein we were born. The wonderful works of God. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, hey, hey. I feel like tonight we need a rebaptism. Amen. We need a new fresh Pentecost and a power from another world to fill our churches again. The Los Angeles Times couldn't stop it at Azusa Street. Hallelujah. Hey man, it came in Topeka, Kansas, at a Bible school. It fell in Hot Springs, Arkansas, among some holiness preachers. Hey man, you can't stop it. This is God's river. This is holy water. And it's coming out of the church of the last days. Help me, Lord. I'm a country boy. I was raised on a farm. Those boys used to go down the creek or river and just play after chores was done. Anybody understand that? We'd grab a hold of those grapevines. Amen, growed all the way into the top of those trees. And we'd grab a hold of those grapevines and swing from one side of the bank to the other. And sometimes right out in the middle of the creek or river, we'd turn loose and drop off in the river. Amen. Brother Barnett, I don't know how many times, amen, as boys walking down the river, beside the river, we'd take up stones, sometimes little stones, sometimes big chunks of rock, and then we'd just toss it out into that river. You know, we never did stop the river from flowing. Praise God. Amen. By the time that boulder said kaplunk, sank to the bottom, amen, the water just, amen, flowed in over top of it and just kept right on flowing. Just like it never had a rock thrown in the middle of it. I want to tell you, some people think they can stop God and stop God's work and stop this river from flowing. Amen. Because of their high steeple deep freezes and cold icebergs. Amen. And icicles. Amen. And frost all over the pew. Amen. But if, come on here. Amen. But if they don't let God in, amen, God will reach over here. Amen. And pick up a,
amen, unknown somebody. Got to reach over here and get a hold of young lady's heart. Got to reach back yonder. Amen, and come on here. Amen, get a hold of a drunkard and change his life. Amen, and the river will keep on flowing. And holiness will still be in style. Hallelujah. You can't stop God's business.
Some people have tried to stop it. But the more they try to stop it, you can, help me here, you can back a dump truck,
load of big rocks, amen, up to the river,
and dump it out in the edge of that river, and the water just make its way around it. And after a while, it'll start easing and oozing and seeping through it. Until, come on here, that dump truck load of rock, amen, is either submerged, glory to God, or is carried downstream by the current. Hallelujah. And the river keeps on flowing. You dry hides and dead heads and cold icicles. You think for 1 minute that you're going to stop God's program? Hey man, you worldly outfit. Hey man, if you are a preacher and leading your church down the worldly road, hey man, of worldliness, hey man, you're not going to stop God's program. Hey man, God will walk right around you. And if you ain't careful, he'll get right among some of your own church people. Hey man, and the water will flow. Hey man, the water that you tried to stop. Hey. Hey man, will find its way, some way through. Hey man, some stony hearts. And the Holy Ghost will break out in revival. One feller said it's like a man trying to bail the Mississippi River dry with a dipper.
St. Louis. Amen. Down by the archway. Glory to God, I'm feeling so much better. I might take a leap around this building here in a minute.
You old man, you gonna run? I just liable to get out of the way. Hallelujah. Can you see a man down at the Mississippi River from the archway in St. Louis got a dipper in his hand? Glory to God. Somebody say amen. And he got that dipper and he gets it full and sloshes it up on the bank. Amen. And you go by and say, amen, man, what are you doing? Amen. I'm going to drain this river dry. Amen, man, man, what a fool. I said, what a fool. Amen. You can't bail God's river dry. This is holy water. Hey.
Amen. And when God starts flowing, amen, he'll run around you or run over top of you. Amen. But the river's going to flow.
I got to quit. Hallelujah. I ain't done, but I got to quit. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged.
Sing it!
Lose all their guilty stain. Lose all. Lose all. Their guilty stain and sinners plunged. want you to hold it because we're going to sing it again. There's an old Grecian fable, amen, that tells us that when Ulysses sailed past that island of the Sirenes, you see, the island of the Sirenes were headhunters. They killed white men, boiled their flesh, and ate it. And when Ulysses, so it was said, sailed past the Sirenes, he listened a moment to the sorcerer's music. And that sorcerer had such taunting, tantalizing, tempted melody and music that they wanted to all of a sudden draw close to the Sirenes' island. They were waiting with their pots, amen, on the beachhead, fire underneath of it, ready to boil the white man's flesh. Somebody say amen. And to prevent himself, Ulysses, and his crew from being lured to the shore, he stopped their ears with wax. And he had himself tied to the mast of the ship. And so they passed by the Isle of the Sirenes in safety. But I like the next verse. It said, when Orpheus, in search of the golden fleece, went by the same coast of the Sirenes, he himself was such a master musician, amen, that he pulled out his own instrument, playing a melody, and drowned out the sorcerer's music. And his melody was so much better and so much sweeter than that of the Sirenes. And so the enchanted crew, amen, with his own sweet melodies, that without the use of either rope or wax in the ears, sailed safely past the sorcerer's islands in safety. Hallelujah. If you're, great God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. If you're living by standards of holiness, by pure restraint, because your preacher preaches against certain things, or your church is against certain things and worldly trends, amen, you're going to have to put wax in your ears and tie yourself forcibly, amen, to the mast of your ship. Amen. But if you got heavenly music from another world, amen, that's deep down inside of you, crying in the Holy Ghost and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Singing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. This holy water, amen, will create a river flowing that the devil cannot stop. This first night of camp meeting, let's do it different. Everybody that's hungry for a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in your own personal life, would you come and stand all around this front, around the pulpit, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubt, and begin to pray, God, I need holy water. I need holy water tonight. My church needs that holy water. God, we need that river. We got to have a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Oh God, it's not by might nor by power, but we know it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. We've got to have that flow of the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. Get your hands toward the heavenly world. Say, oh God, I need the flow of the Spirit. Lord, would you let that holy water flow out from the altar? I'm on the south side, Lord. I've been on the north side. But I'm coming round to the south side. I want to get thawed out. I want the river to flow. My soul needs an outpouring.
I've got to have a fresh flow of the power of the Spirit of God in my soul. Oh, God, do it again. Oh, God, do it again for your children. Glory to God. Let the Lord bless you tonight. Let Him bless you. Amen. Get in touch with my heavenly world. Let's make a music. Amen. From the angelic host. And tell your soul is enraptured and thrilled and filled with the joy and the glory from another world. Amen. God, do it afresh. Do it anew.